Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Sarah line by a Japanese film and TV director, stunt performer, and fight choreographer. You've seen his work from Power Rangers and Black Fox. His latest project is the action film Shogun's Ninja. We welcome Kochi Sakamoto.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kochi, let's go beyond the mic.
Okay.
Shogun's Ninja is an incredible film filled with an engaging story. Why was capturing a classic samurai and ninja story important to you?
Just because I know when we grew up in the 1970s, 1980s, there's a lot of ninja films, samurai films on like on TV and movie stuff in Japan. It was really popular. But somehow like these days, a lot of people think that samurai movies and ninja movies is for old people in Japan. And so the younger people doesn't watch it too much anymore. So we want to bring back that, those like a samurai movie genre into the younger people. So that instead of doing traditional way of shooting samurai ninja films, we try to make a modern style samurai ninja film, modern style filmmaking for that samurai ninja films.
So what film influenced you growing up?
I got influence from a lot of movies from Jackie Chan's Hong Kong films, like Kung Fu films and stuff. I personally do it myself as a Kung Fu doing stunts just because I got influenced by Jackie Chan.
Was there someone who told you stories like this growing up, and how did it influence you?
Well, actually, no one, because just watching the movies and TV shows, because my parents, they don't do any martial arts or anything like that, you know. I'm just sort of different from my parents. I guess they're watching by, you know, movies and TV series, I guess.
How did working with your talented cast make this process easier?
It was great because of, we had such a short schedule just shooting the movie, so that we had to have like talents who also have a martial arts backgrounds. Otherwise, we couldn't do all these fight sequences. So that I personally picked the cast which has a little martial arts background, and also the cast I worked with in the past, so that which I knew I can trust these people.
How long does it take you to choreograph the fight scenes?
It depends. Like a lot of times that was a big sequence like that. If there's like a final battle, we choreograph in advance. But we choreograph maybe we get together. We have stunt team get together about a week or two before the principal starts. And then we start to choreograph in each fight. And but just because there's so much fight sequences, we don't have enough time to choreograph in advance. So sometimes smaller fight sequences we have to do on the spot. So we have idea to begin with, but we just come out with a set. We just choreograph certain moves, and you know, I sort of suggested a couple moves here and there, and then we make it up on the spot. But the bigger sequences, we do choreograph in advance, yes.
Kochi, who's the most talented actor when picking up your choreography?
I mean, it's, you know... I guess, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I can't say who's most choreographed, but I mean, the talented, but because of, for this movie, I had to pick and choose, whoever is very talented, because we just have a short time. And, he or she has to learn very quickly. So.
Shogun's Ninja is the incredible film, and it is out now. Kochi Sakamoto, the director, joins us beyond the mic for the Rocky Nade. Kochi, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Favorite of all the Power Rangers shows was which?
It's a difficult questions because I did such so many of them. But the season called Power Rangers Time Force, which is about 9th season of Power Rangers, I had such a big attachment to the show just because of I had a lot of episodes I had directed myself. Then I got along really well with the cast, and the Time Force is actually one of my favorite too, yes.
Which movie of yours didn't get the respect you thought it should have?
Let's see. I'm not sure.
I know, it's a tough question.
Yes, it is. It is. There's a movie called Japanese title called Aka Times Pink, because this is based on the famous novels. It's about the girl growing up story with their, it's a lot of different. She has a lot of troubles and pain and stuff as she grown up, but she found herself positions in the underground fighting, and it is action films, but it has a lot of a good the girls. Story Right, but because of the it has a lot of attractive girls fighting stuff. Producer or the distributors, they wanted to focus on the sexy side of movie, I guess. But so a lot of people thought that when the poster comes out, when the advertisement comes out, they thought this is like one of those sexy girl movie. But it's actually not. It's more of the actually good story for the girl growing up. So that was sort of a little bit of the miss advertisement. So that people thought that when the people saw the movie on the review says, oh, this is different from what we thought. This is much better than the what advertised. So that was a little bit unfortunate for me.
What's the one chore at home your wife, Motoko, depends on you to do?
I don't know. I mean, she's very, good. A good person. I mean, she does everything for me. I try to do the dishes for her. She said, no, I do it for you. That's okay. And, I mean, she really takes good care of me. So,
My wife always wants me to take out the garbage.
yes. I mean, we try to do whenever I can help, I try to help. But the thing is that, she's in living LA. I do spend a lot of time in Japan working on the show, so that we're kind of too independent, I guess. Yeah, but yeah. So, but we do have good communication. We do have good partnership. That we've been happy. Yes.
Growing up, who won, ninjas or samurais?
I guess that like a ninja has a bit of a fantasy things where people think that ninja can fly and you can do all kind of stuff. So when I'm growing up, I thought ninja was sort of one of my hero.
Koji, what's the favorite con you've ever been at?
It was funny because of it was last year, the year before that, end of the year before that, I went to the comic convention in New Jersey. And that was the first time it was held in that area. Then I was surprised that a lot of fan came over. It used to be like, a lot of fans from Japanese product is our animations, but on the conventions there's a lot of fan who likes that tokusatsu, which is like a Power Rangers and Ultraman, Kamen Rider. A lot of fan come over and had a really good time, communicating with these fans. Yeah, so I was very surprised.
What makes a good hero?
What makes you feel? But like it used to be invincible hero was a good hero because it's so super strong and everything like that. But now these days it's changing a little bit. The hero the who I can identify him, with myself, or the hero who has a pain in the growing up and sort of makes effort to become a stronger hero. I think the vision of a hero is changing as the year goes by, I think.
Koji, what's your favorite movie that you watch just to enjoy growing up without having anything to do with it?
I was born in 1970s, so I grew up watching a lot of 80s movie when I was like junior high and high school. And yeah, so I like those Back to the Future movies or Rocky movies. This movie called Street of Fire, and also like a Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful, those good old 80 movies, any of them. Yes.
Where's your best place for a moment of peace?
I don't get to spend too much time with my kids because my daughter lives in New York. My son, goes to the UC Davis in the school, so I don't get to see them too much. But it doesn't matter where it is, as long as I'm with my kids, I have peace. Yes.
Director of Shoguns Ninja, Koji Sakamoto, joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the back half.
Thank you.
Koji, in a world filled with ego and dishonesty, why is honor so important to you?
I'm not sure. I see. It's a difficult question. Why is it important? A lot of times that a lot of things I got influenced by Jackie Chan, because Jackie Chan was making the films, even though he risked his life doing all the stunts and he gets injured and all the stuff, but still he's making the movie just to make the people fun, people laugh. So I was very influenced by how his method of the filmmaking. So it's not just so much his fame or he wants to be rich or something like that. He just He's hurting himself by making movies, but he's keep doing it. So it's just in the same way. It's not so much of, I want to be rich, I want to be famous. It's just more of a, I like to see people laughing or enjoying watching my movies. So
why is it important in the world of action to actually fit a story into a movie?
Because when you just see the action, you can enjoy it, but you get bored sometimes because there's no story to it. But when you attachment to the character who's fighting, then you feel emotions. Because when you have emotions, the fighting gets even much better because you get so attachment, you want them to win or lose or whatever. It's very important to attach the emotion to the fight sequences, I think.
Who is the one director who influenced your career?
Of course, Jackie Chan's, one that who did influence me, but other one is called John Woo. He's got a lot of, influence for my film career just because of how he shoots the gun sequences. It's very, it's very emotional gun sequences, and it's not just the flashy, action sequence, but you feel the attachment, you feel the attachment to the character. And it's shot in such a beautiful way. So. And so I was shocked. So it was back in 1986 or something like that. When I watched his movie first time, I was shocked. Yes.
How has the way that you shoot a movie evolved from your first one to Shogun's Ninja?
Because, when I get more experiences, I can sort of, in the beginning, I was so young, I was just like, shoot everything, let's do this. And, I took more time, I guess. And also, but right now, because I have such a long career myself, I know exactly what I want. And also when the time we have, I can sort of use that time as much as we can just to sort of, to get the best out of it, there's not so much of wasting time on a set by something secret, but what should we do,
How has your Alpha Stunts production team changed your life?
It's a lot because I became a stuntman when I was 16 years old. And I met these guys back then. Okay, one of the guys that I'm working with since when I was 16 years old. So I spent the entire life together. Just because of, I used to be, there's a lot of a trend for action sequences. A lot of times that you see the back then, there's a lot of wire works and also the flashy movement was really trend, everybody doing that. But now it's all gone. And now it's a more realistic fight, like a John Wick style and all the stuff. So that it's the action trend really changing. But I'm very lucky that I have a great team that who I work with, which, we can go sort of beyond the trend. We can sort of always come up with new ideas and always having fun, for the last 40 years we've been together. So
do you like John Wick style action or do you feel like it needs to be different?
I like it. I mean, it's a great, I know Chad Stahelski because we used to do the stunts together and he's a very talented person. He's a very great martial artist and I respect him. I have a lot of respect for him. And when I saw John Wick movie, I was like, yes, cause that's, it's the new, it's different, because as being my martial artist, I can see that how he did it and stuff. And I was really, surprised and I was really happy. Yes.
Coachy, does anything hurt more than normal after 16 years of stunts?
it's different because being a life of stunt person is the pain is different issue for normal people because a lot of people that, when it hurts somebody, it really hurts, but we don't feel hurts until we broken the bones. So it's a different degree of the pain, I guess, you feel, yes.
It's time for two big questions with Koichi Sakamoto. His movie is Shogun's Ninja.
Okay.
You've accomplished so much in your career. Mm-hmm. So what's your next dream?
My next dreaming is, I like to export to more like Asian countries because of a lot of like a Power Ranger type of show we call Tokusatsu show is getting really popular in Asia, China, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, any of those Asian countries. Those shows are really hot right now. And I got offer from to go to these countries sometimes there, to promote my shows or to work on their show sometimes. But when I went to China last year, people in China was really super excited, by having me out there and also that working together with these people. So, Now, I done a lot of stuff in Japan. I do a lot of stuff in the U.S. So now, you know, I like to, you know, go to maybe Asian countries to, you know, explore more and meet people and stuff. So,
what is your message to people who admire your work?
Just because you have to love it, what you do, because that's what it is. Because I love doing the stunt, I love doing action sequences, I love making films. So that my motivation is always that, you know, love and passion. So that's that, you know, you really have to keep that, you know, all the time.
Where can people find Shogun's Ninja?
Shogun's Ninja, you can see it in there's a YouTube channel which opens up and called 24/7 Samurai Shinobi. You can see that. You can see that Shogun Ninja there on YouTube.
He loves ninjas. His work on the Power Rangers Time Force. He wants you to watch his movie Shogun's Ninja. Koji Sakamoto, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.